What is up?
Howdy. Coming at you from Los Angeles and San Francisco. What did you do this weekend, man? I heard you had a
This past weekend I went to Monterey and Carmel with a lady friend. A very romantic getaway.
The lady friend or a lady friend?
The lady friend. Some may call her a girlfriend even.
Would those people be you that called them?
Mostly just me, yes.
I hope so.
Not many others, as far as I know. Yeah, Carmel, very cutesy. Monterey was a lot more touristy than I thought it was going to be. Especially Cannery Row, which Steinbeck writes about, and that's like a big famous place. But
Canary Row?
Yeah, it's got all the parrots. No, canneries where they do the cannerying, and dude, it
Are they canning the birds?
Yeah, they put the birds in the cans there.
That's
but
really
it was so I don't know, just it was a huge tourist trap, and like we both felt like okay, this is.
Do you think homeboy writing about it maybe made it more of a tourist attraction?
Totally,
it was nice before he wrote about it.
Yes, I think then, I think homeboy, as Steinbeck liked to be called, actually wrote about it like a long time ago when it was this really quaint, interesting place in California that was unique in a lot of ways. And when you go there now, they have like a bunch of pictures of him and statues, and like, this is the Steinbeck restaurant, you know.
Homeboy. Anyway, welcome to Total Immersion. This is a podcast where we immerse ourselves in internet subcultures and prove that we know nothing about anything. I'm your host, Rylan Sedevy.
And I'm your also host, Tom Craig. So who's going first?
The eternal struggle. I think it's going to be me. I'm actually first in the show notes.
Take us away, man.
Let me take you to a beautiful world of ham radios.
Oh, man, let's go ham.
So we're going to go ham.
Yeah.
So, and these people go ham all the time.
Do they?
It's actually really cool. There's it's a very, so the Reddit itself is not super active. However, the people actually involved in the hobby are always active. So first of all, a ham radio is basically what it sounds like. It's just a little radio with a varying amount of power and antenna and modifications to it that let it be either mobile, portable, or like a base station.
Base station being like the really big ones that a bunch of other little dudes talk to?
So a base station you would set up in your house and give that like a shitload of power, put a giant antenna on it, let that shit pick up radio signals and transmit for miles.
Mm-hmm.
Then people will make portable ones that they'll like keep in their car that they could run off of car power if they need to like go set up somewhere as like a relay point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a mobile setup which can fit in a backpack.
Interesting.
That's not... And so basically the difference between all of those is how far you can communicate with somebody.
That's the only difference, really. There's no technical difference. It's just the...
With a base station, you can put more modifications on it and you can do like police scanning and stuff and all that. But pretty much the difference is like how much power does this thing have to transmit and how big is the antenna to be able to receive?
Now, I haven't done physics in a while, but there's a difference, right, between the ability to pick up a certain frequency from a long distance and also the bandwidth, like the number of different frequencies you can be picking up, right?
Well, so there's a license involved with owning and operating a ham radio.
Why? I knew that was a thing, but I never really understood why.
It's because of those frequencies, because there are only so many air transmission frequencies possible. And so you need a license so the government can keep track of like who is on what frequency. So basically they just like section off like this range of frequencies is used for hobbyists and in the ham radio world. Mm-hmm. This section is used for police scanners. This section's used for radio transmission. So it's all just so that the government can sort of like control and keep, basically just for organizational purposes.
Right.
Otherwise people could get on and just blast their shit out on whatever frequency,
right,
and then ruin, like, you know, KROQ's radio station. I mean, that's kind of a different frequency. It's a totally different thing.
But also, sure there are important emergency ones or government use ones that they don't want other, like, people getting a giant antenna and overriding, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, that brings us to why people use ham radios, which...
Right, so who are these people?
This is why I was interested in this, because you think of ham radio and you think, why the fuck would anyone use a ham radio? I have cell phones and everything. Well, ham radios can connect and do connect from themselves, which is where the power and the antenna come into play. Mm-hmm. And then another ham radio can just pick it up. So it's just one-to-one communication. There's no transmitting to a satellite and back down to the AT&T headquarters, back up to another satellite, and then down to someone's cell phone.
What does that mean for the end user?
So that means that in case of emergency, these people go out. There's whole communities and organizations of these people with ham radios and setups, and they're documented and licensed to go out and do this. And so in case of extreme emergency, they'll go out and help organize disaster relief and communication between police and firemen and emergency services and all of that. They'll help as relay in case, like, every other communication network goes down. You can just walk outside with a ham radio and a battery and say, oh, I can hear that guy from half a mile away, and I can also hear the other guy from the other direction a half mile away. I'll act as a relay between them, because otherwise they won't be able to hear each other and know that the fire's coming or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you've got the emergency use case. Are there other people who are just casually doing it for fun?
Yeah, so then they'll get on there and, like, just sort of... It's sort of like a pure reason for having the internet. They'll get on and just, like, see what's out there.
Right.
So, like,
they just scan random frequencies and just pick stuff up.
So someone, for example, someone on the subreddit said, hey, you know, I'm taking a portable setup and I'm hiking up this mountain on this day. I'll be up at the peak for these hours on these frequencies. If you're in the area... or want to chat, let me know.
Oh, that's cool.
Like that, and so he just goes up there and sits there, and he's just up there to, like, you know, for the hike and for the view and everything. I'm sure he's taking pictures and he's got a bunch of friends. And then he's just going to sit there for a couple hours on the summit and have his ham radio on it. So people in the area that he would have never been able to talk to before can see it on the subreddit and know, oh, well, it's Thursday at 9 a.m. I'm going to go talk to him. It's just sort of like... random meeting of people who share similar interests with you. The other smaller groups here are actually, like, research based. So one of the main things they researched recently was a huge community of these people got together in the line of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And researched how that might affect, like, or change their responsiveness.
So, oh, interesting.
Was it a positive effect in that they could hear further distances or transmit further?
Right.
Was it a negative effect that inhibited their transmission or receiving? The research isn't in. They said the post that had this in it actually said the research would come maybe in early to mid December of this year.
Huh.
And I guess they're still trying to put together all the data and sort of parse it all out. But I thought that was really cool that they're organized enough to fucking set that up. Like, that's a lot of people in one line across the entire...
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. I would, on the face of it, think it wouldn't make a difference. But then again, like, I don't know, science. Like, what are even waves? So, like, pretty interesting.
You need data. Well, actually, one tiny thing I did learn in school, with a bit, tiny bit of
I
information
learned something
I received
in school.
I spent a lot of money on college, and this is what I took away.
Yes,
it's that weather actually does affect the signal transmission distance.
Right.
So
if it's rainy in the recording studio, no good.
No bueno. But in fact, just a simple change of day and night will dramatically change the transmission.
Really? Is it that noticeable?
It's crazy. So at night, transmission distances and receiving distances, I mean, I'm totally guessing, but it was enough that it's, I want to say it was like double. Like you could hear radio stations from twice as far away.
So why? Explain to me like I'm five. Do you know why?
It basically had something to do with how the air changed from day to night. Like the night air was calmer in some way, that the waves of the actual radio waves were not interrupted as much.
Well, I guess you have the sun normally, and the sun makes waves. So, all right, just
sure
I'll take you for a little ride here. More waves because of the sun. Not too many waves in the sky. Radio waves don't get as far, right? Right? I think we nailed it.
Yeah, that's it, man. That you nailed it.
Okay.
So when sun set, less sun waves.
No more sun waves. More radio waves. Cool.
More radio waves.
Groovy. The other question I had was, how does this relate to FM and AM? Are there like other frequencies other than those two that... like naive question.
So
what is
AM and FM are different means of sending a radio signal,
right?
And sending a signal via radio waves. So it's all radio waves all the way down.
Yeah,
we're all radio waves.
We're all waves, dude.
The whole universe is just radio waves from top to bottom.
Right, it's just a wavy wave.
So AM and FM were just different means of conveying a signal via radio waves. So AM being amplitude modulation, FM being frequency modulation.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. I know those words. Moving on. So are the ham radio like amateur people, those people who have the giant fucking antennas on top of their roofs that look really weird?
Very likely.
Are those just people who have made their own antenna and made their own radio and they're communicating with people?
Yeah, well, you can buy certain antenna, right?
Right.
But there are also ways to sort of make your own.
Is there a big DIY community? Are people making a lot of these things?
It's not a huge DIY community. There is a little bit of that involved, but it's more of like buying the parts and pieces and then putting it together and maybe modding your radio or modding your antenna for a certain frequency bump or clarity or something like that. So it's more about like buying the parts and pieces and then putting it all together in a certain way that benefits you. So it's a little like hot rods, right?
Right.
You buy a frame, you buy a motor, you kind of
just
put
tweak
it all together.
It a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Make it haul ass and be loud.
Right,
you know?
Right. So did you detect any like illegal activity or anything like that on here?
No.
Were people doing any shady stuff?
There were a couple mods on there where like you could mod your ham radio to bump up the receiving frequency to police scanner areas. Mm-hmm. And as far as I can tell, like no one ever did any, I mean, no one ever posted anything nefarious with that. They just want to hear like, well, what's kind of going on?
Right.
I know my grandpa used to be, really into ham radios, like really into ham radios, like as far into ham radios as you can be.
Yeah.
So much so that he did have police scanners and stuff. And I know my mom used to like sort of listen to police scanners and stuff.
Hmm.
But one thing my grandpa did do, and this goes back to that emergency stuff, if there was ever like a big fire around California, and this is back in the day before the fire department and the police department and the forest rangers and the California Highway Patrol, they didn't have cell phones or like better radios, I guess. So what they would do is enlist the help of the local ham radio hobbyists with portable stations and base stations, and then organize them so that they covered enough area that the fire department, police department, forest rangers, and California Highway Patrol could all talk to each other via the network of ham radio hobbyists.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting.
But that's like what these guys live for. So my grandpa would go and he would take his truck, and he had a portable setup in his truck, and then they would park at like strategic locations so they could communicate with whatever agency they parked next to or near to the next center, back to the main center. And it was just like,
That's really cool.
But it was all one-to-one. So there was no like infrastructure needing to be set up. You could just like send out your message to all the guys on ham radio, give them like 30 minutes to an hour to get to their locations. And then they just relay to each other. You know, one thing it reminded me of actually was, you know that scene in Lord of the Rings, I think it was the Two Towers maybe, where they enlist the help of Gondor, and there's like those big giant fire piles.
Oh, and they're lighting them on the mountains.
And they light them one by one.
When you see the
one to the north being lit, then you light yours, and then
right, and then everyone's the like, it is lit. Yeah, I do remember that.
It's lit. and then so that's how Gondor and like the other city talk. It's a lot like that, except, you know,
because it's one to one
elves and not with elves and dwarves and,
right, but more or less exactly like that. Cool.
Yeah, so I think this community was super positive overall.
Yeah,
this is another community that's existed well before the age of the internet, you know.
Yeah, and it's just migrated successfully.
They just started using the internet as an additional means to communicate with people even further away from than could be reached via ham radio.
Maybe there's something to learn here too. I feel like the Reddits that we've seen so far that have been good are ones that are older, diehard people who were doing it before the internet existed, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I also think it's interesting that the ones that I like the most are ones that enable people to talk to each other real life, right? So it's not just that Reddit, it's them talking a little bit about the thing they're interested in on Reddit and then saying, like, using that as a way to communicate in real life as well. I think those are some of the cooler ones. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so a little intro here. This came to me because I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, my brother's really interested in art. We went to the Legion of Honors, which is a place in some museum in San Francisco. And he said, we saw this exhibit on millinery. Do you know what millinery is?
I'm not going to pretend like I do.
Because I was thinking, wood, like milling or something like that. And he said, no, millinery is hat making. And we all thought that was pretty funny. And he said, yeah, we went to this art exhibit and it was all hats. It was all just pictures of hats and paintings of hats on people's head, off of people's head, hats themselves. And he was totally blown away that there is this much on hats. So I thought, okay, let's see if this is a thing. So I Googled Reddit millinery, and I was hoping it was going to be called millinery because I thought that was a really cool term. It's just our hats. But I thought, okay, our hats, like, this should be pretty good. There are a lot of types of hats out there, right?
That's also easier to discover, right?
Yes,
if you just
it's true.
Searching like, I like hats.
Yeah, and then the it's Reddit a good point. I was hoping at least like r/millinery would redirect, but no such luck. What really keyed me into this was when I found out the subtitles was Hatter's Gonna Hat.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, once I saw that, I thought, okay, I'm in. So
It was the pun that really got you there?
Yeah, really was. So, you know, there are a lot of these fashion ones out there. There's, like, men's fashion. There's just fashion. There are streetwear, sneakers. There are a bunch of these different things out here. So I figured, you know,
the male fashion.
Right. I figured hats will be interesting because it's one very specific area of fashion. I'm sure there are a lot of people interested in what's new and what's classic and all that kind of stuff. Overall, though, I was actually underwhelmed and I'm still trying to figure out why. So these people are anyone in. It feels pretty mishmash. I think it's mostly young men who wear baseball-style hats, and they're looking for advice on which hats look best and also where to buy certain hats.
Okay.
So there are some...
Well, that can be hard. I get that.
Yeah. As you are a hat wearer, as am I, we both know. But also, there are other types of hats, but they were really not on there very, very often. Like, there weren't any beret posts or newsboy, like paperboy
really?
Hats. No, none of that. And it was
really... Kind of a shame.
Yeah, I thought so. And it was really just all baseball style hats. I saw one link to a YouTube video where a guy was talking about fashion. He was pretty into it, and he was talking about dad hats, which are the newest thing in the hat world. I didn't realize just within baseball hats, there's been this evolution of what's new and hip. There was like the fitted hat that looked really good on your head and was really close. There's the snapback, which you wear backwards, and it's got the flat brim, curved brim snapback. And he was saying that what's in now is the dad hat, which you wear bill in the front like a baseball hat. It's a bit taller, and it fits your head pretty well and keeps your hair all in there, slightly curved brim. And he was going on and on about it, saying, like, look, this one is... I got it at this place, and this was the website I found, and I couldn't find it anywhere else. And like, this one is all black, but it's not the same as this all black one. And I was pretty lost on there. After I saw that post, I figured these people are pretty into it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
if
this guy's going on and on and on about three different identical black hats, which he's saying are not identical, but look identical to me. So after that, it was kind of downhill.
Right on.
So that one was pretty interesting, but. Aside from that, it was just like a bunch of random pictures of people with hats on. And so...
So you say that they're mostly baseball hats.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be... I mean, someone's got to post like a funny meme of like a Mad Hatter hat or something.
They
right?
do,
like,
yeah. And every now and then they'll say like, look, I found my grandfather's top hat and stuff like that. But it was pretty few and far between. And it's just like clothes, how there are a few people who are like really into it. And some people are saying like, look, I just picked this up at the thrift store or whatever. It was interesting because a lot of these things only had like one or two comments on them. So it was a lot of just requests for identification saying like, what type of hat is this? Or people saying, hey, where can I buy this hat? Or people saying, look, I just bought this new hat. Or maybe they'd just be, look, I had this hat lying around. This is it on my head. I'm always interested in the DIY perspective with these things and seeing, like, if people are building things. Not really the case. There were one or two things where people said they designed a hat, but not really very many at all.
Designed the hat itself or, like, the graphics on it?
Like, just the graphic.
Oh.
Yeah. So... And I think a lot of this has to do just with the size. There are only 1,324 subscribers. So I think if you're in like the 1,000 Redditor range, there just aren't enough people there to have a lot of interesting content.
It's only 1,300 people out of...
You'd think, though, that 13 would be enough to at least have something interesting on there every now and then and like lively discussion. But it was interesting to me that there wasn't, right? And on the pens subreddit, people were going on and on, saying, like, I like this type of flow ink, I like this type. And on this one, I thought people were going to say, I like when it fits like this, I like when it fits like that. And I really didn't see that, which I found interesting.
I wonder if that's because it's, like, a fashion thing, so it's more like this is what's in style, whereas pens is more like... pens are so personal. Sure, there's like a style maybe that's floating around, but it's so much of just like, well, what do I like to write with? Whereas hats are like, what is popular right now?
Right.
I mean, because if you walk outside in a top hat, people are going to look at you like, who the fuck is that guy?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Unless you're Slash, and then everyone goes, holy fuck, it's Slash.
Right. Or if you look like Slash, and they're going to say, who's that guy who looks a lot like Slash?
Yeah. Where's his top hat? He's not wearing it.
Right.
I don't know if Slash was bald.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I wonder, so I'm just wondering if it's because it's a fashion thing that it's more like just about the current style.
Yeah.
And that's why there's not so much discussion about like, oh, that's cool that you like that. I like this.
Right, because there's more breadth. Right. Well, I'll get back to fashion. I have a few things to say on that. I think really the question that we should be asking that I can't believe you haven't asked yet is how many fedoras were there? Because the fedora has become this symbol, right, of internet culture and nerds who are on the internet all the time and this kind of thing. Like, I feel like fedora wearing in this day and age has just become this symbol for social ineptitude. So I was thinking, like, am I going to see people who are on there who are wearing fedoras and they're totally pulling it off? Am I going to see no fedoras? Turns out it was exactly what you thought. There were a few fedora posts of people with t-shirts on, and to this community's credit, people were totally against that. I saw one person in a t-shirt and jeans wearing a fedora saying, "Look at my fedora." And the only comment there said, "It's a nice hat, but please, for the love of God, do not wear it in a t-shirt and jeans," which I appreciate because that's how I feel about fedoras too, right? Yeah. It's not the fedoras themselves. If you're going to wear a fedora and like a three-piece suit and a nice pair of loafers, go for it. But if you're going to wear a nice fedora and like a tank top and sweatpants, you know, it's a holistic view that you should be taking, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were a few of those.
I get that.
There were a few of those around.
Okay, so good on, good on them for
good on the community, right?
Bound.
It's a small community, but I feel like they got their standards. They know it's good. I think the most interesting thing I found on here, which isn't related to Reddit at all, but there is this post making the rounds on all of the internet, which is a compilation of pictures of King Gustav of Sweden wearing silly hats.
Wait, what the fuck? What?
King Gustav of Sweden.
Really?
Yes, who's just like a bald white guy who has a very dour expression, like a lot of Swedish people might, is prone to wearing a bunch of silly hats. And I don't really know why. But somebody put all these pictures on Imgur, and so this album is being reposted. Some of the images on their own are being reposted. This is on Pinterest. This is on Facebook. This is on Imgur. This is on Reddit. And it's been reposted on Reddit all over the place. And people are saying, like, look at this guy in his silly hats. I love this. And then I dug up one thing that said, you know, these are actually all Photoshopped, right? And I took a really close look, and I could tell that they actually were all Photoshopped. But people have been passing these around, like, oh, look at this funny Swedish guy who likes wearing these hats. But it turns out they're actually all Photoshopped, and his name isn't even Gustav. It's Carl Gustav. So it was a very weird experience because they're just such good Photoshops. There's like one where it's a turkey, one where it's a hot dog, one where it's a cheese, one it's like some tin foil.
What the fuck?
That was my response as well, was what the fuck. It was very weird.
What the fuck?
There was just this thing that's made the rounds, like made it through Reddit all over the internet. Aside from that, though, the Reddit itself wasn't very lively. I expected maybe like historical discussion of hats, like artistry and like wardrobes. I don't know.
Did you see any sort of sister subreddits that maybe because of that?
I looked, and they were just like the general fashion ones that you might expect. So I hopped on over to r/fashion to see what was going on over there. So for comparison's sake, Our hats has about 1,000 subscribers, and a fashion has about 100,000. So if we're going with a straight correlation of like quality and interesting information with number of subscribers, I think that really hits the mark. There were a bunch of really interesting things on fashion, like not all hat related. One person was saying, like, hey, my girlfriend just got a tracheectomy and she has to have this tube. Like, do you have any suggestions for type like things she could wear? Everybody came through and they said, hey, I had that operation too. I had to wear this type of stuff. Here are some links. You should do this kind of stuff. There's a discussion about how Ivanka Trump's clothing line is not doing very well due to the presidency and all that.
Oh, shit.
There's a bunch of discussion of people talking about old fashion and new fashion and interesting photos. People are making their own stuff on there. I was blown away spending like 2 minutes on r/fashion.
But that has 100x subscribers.
And here's why I think, because I don't think there are a lot of people who are interested in nice hats who aren't interested in nice clothes. So I think all the people who might be on our hats are just on our fashion, where they would discuss hats anyway.
Right.
I think it's just a very niche thing that you would want a really nice hat and not care about the other clothes you're wearing.
And when you do, you get shot down and say, don't ever wear this.
Yeah, don't wear that. But it's weird that to me that that type of community can really exist. Because if that was me, I would just go to our fashion and look at things that were related to hats.
Right, yeah, you would just search hats or whatever, or scroll down until you see a picture of a hat. And
right.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like there wasn't actually enough content on r/hats to remain subscribed to it. So maybe it's one of those ones that people don't actually subscribe to. They just think, I got a really specific hat question, let me go here. But when you don't have very many people there to begin with, it doesn't really work out the way you'd want it to. So right. Overall, go ahead.
So most of the activity is like people either showing off their new dad hat or whatever current fashion, or people coming in asking for IDs on hats or whatever that they don't know about.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the super occasional, like, Carl Gustav or...
Yeah. But that was even a repost from some other Reddit post, which was a repost from some other Reddit post, so...
Well, I mean, that's...
I guess it's just people...
Welcome to
just,
the internet.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's just people looking for karma, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, to compare this to one that I'm interested in, which is a sneakers subreddit...
Yeah.
That is a very active subreddit, and it only talks about shoes, but there's people constantly on there like, I just got this, or I'm looking for this, or I just found these for a really great deal, or I just found these and I've never seen them on here before. I think they're actually really cool, even though like totally outside of the current sort of norm,
well,
you know, in fashion.
Bear in mind, r/sneakers has 200,000 subscribers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that. Just because it's a niche fashion item doesn't necessarily mean that it just isn't going to have any subscribers.
But that's a good point, because like our sneakers has twice as many as our fashion. Why does our hats have 100 like it's got 100? So I don't understand. Yeah. Like I would think actually that there would be maybe not as many, but like a comparable number of people who are interested in hats as are sneakers.
Yeah, you would think.
Because this is not other types of shoes. It's just like tennis shoes. So that's really weird.
Yeah, boots and everything is like...
That's a whole other one.
It's off somewhere else. This is only sneakers. So I don't know, man. Maybe hats in general aren't super...
maybe just hats aren't interesting. is that what we've come to?
Maybe. I mean, I was going to say that you either just like wear a dad hat or a snapback or whatever, if you're going to wear a brimmed hat at all, otherwise you're going to wear a beanie or whatever. Right. So, maybe people just have their hats and they just wear them. And maybe it's more of like, I have a dark hat, I have a colorful hat, I have a white hat.
But see, I would totally be agreeing with you if it wasn't for sneakers, because I would totally believe that there are people who like have their hat and they're satisfied with it and have their shoes and they're satisfied with it. Maybe they have a pair of sneakers and a pair of like work boots and a pair of hiking boots, right?
And some jeans and shorts. Just,
right.
And yeah.
But it's easy for me to believe that there are a lot more people interested in different types of clothes than hats or sneakers. It's just, I can't understand why hats and sneakers aren't on the same page. It's just weird to me. I feel like I've seen so many bros out there who have like 10 snapbacks, right?
Yeah.
As many as I see bros who have like 10 pairs of Nikes or whatever.
Because that's what it's mostly about. And I don't know why.
Maybe it's just because you have to wear shoes and you don't have to wear a hat. No, seriously. Like, I think hats were a much bigger deal when in America, every man had to wear a hat. It used to just not even be a question, right? It was, if you're going outside, you're wearing a hat. And if somebody saw you outside without a hat on, they'd say, what's wrong? Like, it used to be on that level. Maybe as, like, we've become more lax as a society about hats because you don't have to wear them. Fewer people are wearing them. And then people just don't care as much because fewer people are wearing them. But sneakers, you have to wear shoes, right? And most people are going to wear comfortable shoes that are like tennis shoes.
Right, and then they want them to look good if they care. But I feel like I see a lot of hats. I mean, maybe this is just being in LA, but I see a lot of hats all the time.
But think about it this way. I would argue that it's got to be more men who are into hats. I really don't see very many women wearing hats at all.
True.
So that's already 50% of your market. True. Compared to shoes, which is literally everyone. I think, honestly, the people wearing hats are the men our age. Well, in conclusion, would not go again. Nothing against it personally. It's just
an
interesting thing. And I think, really, we will see how this hypothesis is tested. But so far, I think anything in the 1,000 subscriber range is just not going to be very interesting to peruse.
That'll be interesting to see how that goes into the future as we continue this. But kind of disappointing that, like, there just wasn't a whole lot of discussion here.
Yeah.
I mean, even with that, you know, quote, small number of subscribers to the subreddit, I don't know, man. Like, it's got to be more people out there interested in hats, you know?
You sound so concerned. There's got to be more hat wearers.
I just want this community to be happy, man.
I agree. You know, it's a little sad looking at the communities that you feel need some love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurts because it's like, you know that there are people out there that would want to take part in that community that may just like not know about Reddit.
Yeah.
Or how to find that even, you know?
But that is a good point, and I think it is too bad because it's heartbreaking from one perspective because you know these people really cared. Like, someone cared enough to make a subreddit and they thought other people were going to be interested and they weren't. And also part of you knows, like, all right, there have to be people out there who do care. So what did you guys think? Do you want to talk about hats on the radio with us? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at TheTomCraig.
And I'm at Ryland Sedvi, and you can use the hashtag GoingHamRadio.
Nice. Also, please send us suggestions. Our email is totalimmersionpodcast@gmail.com. Next episode, I'll be tackling r/askmenover30, in which mature men advise us younglings on life and things therein.
And I'm going to be diving deep into the wrestling community on r/squared circle.
Sunday.
Ryland goes wrestling.
Ryland goes for Reddit. Bye.